You're listening to The Zesty Garden, and today I'm talking with Shane Taylor, horticultural specialist and buyer for cactus and tropicals in Salt Lake City. And each month we're looking at a new plant for you to consider and to have in your home, maybe one you haven't thought about before, or maybe an old standard. And today we're going to look at an aloe. So why don't you talk about the family of aloes?
Well, Brian, aloe is a huge family, and a lot of us are very familiar with aloe vera as being that plant that you go to when you get a sunburn or any kind of cut or something that you want to protect with something natural. Aloe is a huge family, though. They come in shrub form. They come in tree form. Aloe vera itself is actually probably one of the least attractive of the aloe house plants. Of course, one of the more functional. But they have been cultivated for so long, they don't even know where aloe vera came from. They just know somewhere in Africa. But because it was found to have curative properties not only century but millennia ago, they've been traded across the world for a long, long time. Aloe makes a great houseplant simply for the fact that it doesn't require a whole lot of direct sun. Generally, many of the aloe species come from coastal regions of South Africa where you get a lot of fog and you get a lot of protection from that direct sun. So a good bright location in your home is a good place to situate an aloe. And because they're from dry regions, it's very comparable to the air, our dry air here in Utah, and just our general climate. So they're very easy to take care of, and they're very functional. If you have an aloe vera at home and you get a sunburn, you know, you know exactly where it's coming from when you just go bust a leaf off of yours and are able to rub some of that goopy stuff across the burn. Or
does that work for any aloe or mostly just the aloe vera?
Many aloes have that same kind of goopy gel in their leaves, but aloe vera and aloe barbadensis, which is practically the same plant, those are the two to go to because they're going to have the biggest concentration in the leaf. There are decorative aloes that will also have some of that in the leaf, but they're grown more for their appearance. Like we have in the studio today, aloe brevifolia, which means a short leaf aloe, and they're a cute little miniature version of an aloe vera or an aloe barbadensis.
And how compact does this remain? So in other words, if you wanted to put this in an area that doesn't have a lot of room for it to grow, or is it going to stay pretty small? This looks like it's maybe about 4 to 5 inches across the most.
Yeah, the aloe brevifolia is going to be fully grown at about six or eight inches. That's the biggest the plant is ever going to get. And then what happens after that is instead of that plant continuing to grow larger, it will send off babies. And so you'll end up with a little patch of aloe over time. And so you can take those babies out and you can transplant them into their own pots and give them to friends, or you can let it grow as a group. And aloe vera is actually best to be allowed to grow as a group because they rely on each other for support. A lot of the times when people have one aloe vera, it gets top heavy and it tips over in the pot and it's just not generally attractive. Whereas if you let those babies get bigger and it becomes a little patch of aloes, they'll hold each other up and they'll look a lot more attractive over time.
I've heard them called pups.
Pups, yeah.
Before.
Yeah, pups, kikis, all sorts of names for the little babies that the offsets that the plants will produce.
Okay, so I've got one in my living room, and right now it's sitting underneath the piano because my living room is not that big. It was given to me by a very dear friend who has since passed away, and it's in a pot, a clay pot that is about, I don't know, a foot 14 inches across. And this aloe vera I don't know if it's an aloe vera, but it's an aloe, but it's humongous. It's probably 18 to 20 inches across and has these long leaves. And after I brought it in the house, let's say within 6 months, it bloomed. And I've never seen an aloe that's bloomed before. So I don't know if that means it was on its last leg because it was sending out, you know, trying to create seed, or if that was a good thing.
That's actually a good thing. Aloe, they're not like the agaves or the century plants that bloom and die. Aloe will bloom under good conditions. So if it's in a spot that it likes, you'll tend to get flowers sometimes on an annual basis, and they're usually bright orange, bright pink, or white, and little tube-like flowers that pop up just great, great plants, just amazing, good, easy to grow house plants.
Now, this small one that you've got, you say this remains as a miniature.
Yes.
So this sounds like it would be a really good plant to give to kids.
It would be a good plant to start with because it is going to forgive them a bit. It will allow themselves to be dried out fairly well. The only thing that would harm it is if they're watering it a little too often. You know, kids can get a little overexcited about taking care of stuff, and a daily watering is going to rot these things out pretty fast. Mm. But if it, you know, if they understand that it's one of those things that they only have to water once every couple weeks, yeah, it's a great plant that they'll have for a very long time.
So just a couple of weeks, let it dry out?
Let it go completely dry. Yeah, you want the soil to be pretty much almost to the point of being parched between waterings.
So with this big one that I've got, I tend to water it until I see water coming out the bottom and then let it go.
That's a really great way to water any plant because, of course, most of the important roots of the plant are going to be in the bottom of the pot. They go straight to the bottom. So water it thoroughly until it comes out the bottom. And then, yeah, allow that soil to feel dry to the touch before you water it again.
Is there any one type of aloe that you recommend above others to start out with?
Oh, they're all going to be pretty easy. I would say the aloe vera is going to be the good one if you want something that's medicinally useful in your home. The aloe brevifolia is the ideal one if you want an aloe that's a little bit more decorative and a little bit more compact. So those two varieties would be the ones to pick.
Okay. Shane, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Brian.
We've been talking with Shane Taylor. He's the horticultural specialist and buyer for Cactus and Tropicals in Salt Lake City. And we'll have him back on again next month to talk about a recommended houseplant. Today was aloe.